you do come home. Now you're spending every second with me all day. Tell me I'm the bestest boy. Give me treats all day long. I am your best friend. And you're only a friend. I am your doggy. Woof, 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 woof.
Time now for Wingfinger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Freddy.
Freddy's the word. And now Jesse will explain why it's the Wingfinger winning word of the day.
Yes, so Freddy is the name of the bread that is one of my favorite sides at Wingfingers. And if you look at their menu, you will also see that it says served with Freddy's fave, which means you are going to be getting an awesome slice of their bread with whatever combo meal you order. It's amazing.
All right, great choice for the word of the day. And we will do it one more time this hour in case you're in a position where you can't write it down. Don't do anything dangerous. But this afternoon, some point between 3 and 6, in my own whimsical way, I will pick a time for you to call and redeem that word. If you're caller 7 at 272-9228, you'll win lunch for two at Bob's newest concept in dining, Wingfingers, in the RSA headquarters building downtown at 201 Union. I was lucky enough to get a sneak preview. The food is awesome. And by the way, if you pick up to take out, they have designed a new takeout box that keeps the food warm but doesn't allow it to get moist, because you want crispiness in your wing.
Sure, absolutely.
And this box, it's amazing. They're always looking at ways to innovate. Bob's always on top of that kind of thing. Now if we can just get them to get the honey mustard in bottles, we'll be home free. We have a conundrum coming up in just a moment, but first at 8:04.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
78 degrees already at 8 o'clock in the morning, on our way to a high of 96 with a heat index into triple digits again. I know, it sounds relentless and never-ending. Widely scattered afternoon storms, boy, there weren't many to go around the last couple of days, and I don't think there'll be many on the radar today, but a few lucky towns may get cooled down briefly. Tonight's low down to about 73. Tomorrow and Saturday, only isolated storms at best. Otherwise, mid to upper 90s on Friday, upper 90s on Saturday and Sunday. Perhaps, some scattered storms on Sunday afternoon, and the rain chances get a little bit better by about Monday and Tuesday. Right now this morning, with clear skies and calm winds, 78 degrees at 8:04.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Let me talk to you about a business that you need when something bad happens to your vehicle. Of course, I'm talking about Montgomery Paint and Body, MPB. And not necessarily an accident. It could be a mishap, a boo-boo, as I call it, where you scrape up against a pole, or maybe a mailbox comes out and jumps in front of your car. That kind of deal. They take no shortcuts. They're meticulous. Their attention to detail is amazing. And that's why Montgomery Paint and Body has been around for about 40 years. I know, because I've been a customer for more than 30 years. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard in East Shirley Lane. Pick up the phone and call them in advance. Tell them what's going on with your vehicle, and then they can make an appointment for you to come in and have your car checked out. Brandon Turner, Donnie Turner, Holly, the whole bunch of Montgomery Paint and Body, They're just amazing. 27 Wreck with a W is an easy phone number to remember, too, by the way. If you're, kind of frazzled when there's an accident, like, what's that phone number? Oh, yeah, that's right. 27 Wreck with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body will be the folks that fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, it is the conundrum for the day. Let's see how quickly we can get this one solved. And it's worth a $10 Sifu Bistro gift card. Mm-hmm. Eating spicy foods can cause this to stink.
Oh. Okay.
Eating spicy foods can create...
a stench.
Where? 272-9228.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right?
All right.
I mean, I think we're talking about, like, those spices that if you put just, even like horseradish, you put a little bit too much of that in your mouth, and, you know, your sinuses run for a week. But it could also produce unpleasant odors somewhere else. Where is that somewhere else? 272-9228. We'll wait for the phone to ring during our local news here. Then we'll be right back. Answer your calls.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. New numbers from the Alabama Department of Public Health show that close to 38,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus. The total number of cases is now close to 92,000. More than 1,600 people have died. With the start of school less than a week away, there are more than 200 open jobs posted on Montgomery Public Schools' website. Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says many of these jobs may have already moved into the interview process, and she does not foresee staffing issues to start the school year. And Troy City Schools will move its start date to August 24th. School leaders say they made this decision based on updated information from the Alabama Department of Public Health. Teachers will return to school tomorrow. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All right, let me repeat that conundrum question.
Okay.
It's not as hard as you think.
No, don't overthink it. Don't overstink it. It's eating spicy foods can produce an unpleasant odor. Not there, but where? 272-9228.
It's real. It's not that. It's not that bad.
No, it's an educational conundrum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you get a $10 seafood bistro gift card if you get this right.
And I never knew this. I never knew that this would happen.
I didn't either, because I've never experienced that, and I love spicy food. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
And I really don't want to have to resort to playing the electric toothbrush orchestra. This was made completely with electric toothbrushes.
It's crazy. Need to add a mouthwash in there since today's National Fresh Breath Day.
That's right. All right, 272-9228, and at last, after enough torture music, we have produced a response. And Perry,
good morning.
Hey.
Perry. I'm going to make a wild guess. Okay. Underarm.
That would odor? Okay. All right. That's not it, though. That's reasonable, but that's not the area.
I tried.
You're in the withdrawing.
Yeah.
And that's what matters.
Great.
That's a logical answer.
That is a logical answer.
All right.
So let's see. Again, the conundrum: eating spicy foods.
B as in boy.
Can cause this to stink.
B as in boy.
Yeah. So
here's James.
Hi, James.
Hey, good morning. I'm going to say your skin.
Well,
do we have to?
No, we can't.
Can't accept that. It's got to be a little bit more specific.
We need a little bit more than that. But thanks for trying. If you think of it, another answer, give us a call right back. All right.
Hang on.
Sounds good.
All right. All right. Thanks.
So we need something more specific than that, folks.
Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
I would say your pores.
Well,
again, more specific. No, more specific.
Skin was
your mouth.
Your mouth. Okay.
No, not mouth.
Not that. Not, but good guess.
A national breath.
A National Fresh Breath Day.
Yes.
Thanks for the guess.
It's not mouth.
All right, let's try Zach here.
Hey, Zach.
Everybody.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hi. Everybody I've ever known named Zach was really smart. So let's keep the string.
Feet? Let's see. He says feet.
That is
it.
What?
Yes.
Correct
answer.
We couldn't do skin. We couldn't take pores, but we can take
Hang
feet.
On the line for us, because right. Jay's going to get some info for you so we can get this over to you. You are winning a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
I would like to know a little bit more.
All right, great.
Hold on there, Zach. A little bit more about the science.
Why does the turnip in the feet? I don't know.
I mean, if you don't bathe, your armpits are going to smell bad.
Yeah.
that's just the way.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like your feet being thermal temperature gauges as well. You know, when you're hot or cold, if you cool your feet or heat your feet first, you'll warm up the rest of the body or cool down the rest of the body.
It just reminded me of something I told Janelle when she was a little squirt.
About feet seat.
She was about three, and she asked for a pizza, and of course, I ordered one and had it delivered to the house, and I put it up on the counter and lifted her up to the big barstool chair with her big pizza all to herself, and I look a couple of minutes later, and it's like one bite, two bites out of the pizza, and she's back to it, and I'm horrified that I just spent $15 for this big pizza.
Right.
And I said, if you don't eat your pizza, I'm going to eat your pizza. And that's become a thing. It's one of those things, daddy-daughter things.
We already got a winner.
And remember, that's all I
got
to say. And she'll fill in the blank just to make me happy.
That's like my dad and I. We have one of those things. Love you little, love you big, and then I'll finish. Love you like a little pig.
Isn't that cute?
It's exactly like that.
It's now a contest between Jesse and Rich to see who is the most
adorable
in the group here. Here's our most
adorable
caller, Crawdad.
Oh, and I missed out on feet, but, you know, the reason that came to mind right off when y'all asked that question was something I remember hearing a long time ago, that if babies had colic, you could blow cigar smoke on the soles of their feet, and it would stop them from having colic. And if you were to rub garlic on the soles of babies' feet, the smell of garlic would come out on their breath.
I've never heard those before, especially the cigar smoke.
Yeah. If you're bad to have fever blisters, too, putting garlic in your socks at night will help. Or if you've got, like, warts or anything, like, on your feet, if you put garlic on it and bandage it, take care of it.
I don't like having anything on my feet.
Just the soles of the feet, or the skin is so permeable into the bloodstream, I guess.
Huh.
That's most interesting. What was that thing you love your dad like a little piggy?
Yeah, love you little, love you big, love you like a little pig. Because my nickname is Pooh Bear, and I always loved Piglet off of Pooh.
And while we're at it, don't forget to check out Rich's latest shirtless picture. As we're going to roll out the calendar.
Oh, my gosh.
We should do a throwback calendar. Of course, mine would only be a few years. But, you know,
yes,
pictures from the throwback years of WACV News Talk. We could sell them.
Somebody really needs to take a picture of Rich and paste it on that picture of what's-his-name Putin sitting on the horse.
There you go.
He's a shirtless guy. I mean, he loves going shirtless. Yeah.
I am shirtless. I am hot.
Yeah. Thank you, Crawdad.
Thanks, Crawdad.
Here is Soldier Boy.
Hey, Greg, you're in trouble with me.
Why?
Well, I had to do a PSA for one of your sponsors. I went to Lewis Lawn.
Yes?
Yes, and they got me out of the gas two cycle and got me into Ego.
You got electric. One of those?
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. How cool.
Yep, I had to. I mean, every time I get gas, I have to get ethanol because without ethanol, because you don't have ethanol gas with your two-cycle, right. I eat up all your plastic and your carburetor.
Yes.
Then I got to have my car smells like gas no matter how sealed I have that container for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
So now I just go in there, whip it, start it up, and I even got to meet the Mr. Labradoodle.
You did?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Yeah, he is a wonderful little guy, a little chocolate labradoodle. He came up and greeted me and showed me all the products and everything that got me the hedge trimmer and the blower.
All right.
That's great, man. They had the blower in for the...
Yeah, they got the blower in.
I had not seen that. I'd seen the mowers and the edgers and trimmers.
Right.
And I'm definitely going to...
I even put a good word for you, Greg.
You are a good man. Thank
you. I mentioned to him that I listen to your show all the time. And I tell you one thing that's nice, too. How many places, big box stores won't let you do that? He actually let me take one of them out and cut some grass with that edger, that weed trimmer.
That's nice.
Neat.
Blower. I mean, hands-on, I got to use it, feel it, touch it, smell it.
I did get to race lawnmowers one day there.
Oh, no, we're going.
Really?
No, we're going again. We're going to have a News Talk race to the finish between me and you on a lawnmower. Let's do it.
You know, most of the tools out there, you know, those power tools, are like the maximum are 40 volts. These are 56 volts. And the run time's unbelievable. But the power is just there is equal to. And it's perfect for the residential, you know, your residential house. I don't need it for commercial, you know, every hour in every house I do. I'm just using it, you know, once a week.
That's really cool, man. Thank you for choosing Lewis Lawn. We really appreciate it, buddy.
I like supporting local businesses.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for the call and for checking in with us.
Yeah.
Y'all have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Those are great products. And by the way, Lewis Lawn's at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, and they're open 7 to 5 Monday through Friday. It is 8:17. We're going to do some Weird Al here in a minute, and we have a guest coming in, right?
Or either coming in or
no,
calling?
Coming in.
Okay. Awesome.
All right, 8:17.
Hey, Dad. It smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage. And here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What I have done is I have figured out what a mom would say in a 24-hour period, and I have condensed it to 2 minutes and 55 seconds. So strap on your seatbelt. Here we go. Get up now, get up out of bed. Wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head. Here's your clothes and your shoes, hear the words I said. Get up now, get up and make your bed. Are you hot, are you cold, are you wearing that? Where's your books and your lunch and your homework at? Grab your coat and your gloves and your scarf and hat. Don't forget, you gotta feed the cat. Eat your breakfast, the experts tell us it's the most important meal of all. Take your vitamins so you will grow up one day to be big and tough. Remember, the Adonis will be seeing you at 3:00. Don't forget, your piano lesson is this afternoon, so you must play. Don't shovel, choose lovely, but hurry, the bus is here. Be careful. Play outside, don't play rough. Would you just play fair? Be polite, make a friend. Don't forget to share. Work it out, wait your turn. Never take a dare. Get along. Don't make me come down there. Clean your room, fold your clothes, put your stuff away. Make your bed, do it now. Do we have all day? Were you born in a barn? Would you like some hay? Can you even hear a word I say? Close your mouth when you chew. We'd appreciate. Take a bite, maybe two of the stuff you hate. Use your fork. Do not burp or I'll set you straight. Eat the food I put up on your plate. Get an A. Get a George. Don't be smart with me. Get a grip. Get a hero. Count 2, 3. Get a job. Get a life. Get a PhD. Get a dose. I don't care who started. You're grounded until you're 36. Get your story straight and tell the truth for once, for heaven's sake. And if all your friends jumped off a cliff, would you jump too? If I said it once, I said it. in place. Stop crying or I'll give you something real to cry about. Oh! Wash your teeth, wash your face, get your PJs on. Get in bed, get a hug, say a prayer with Mom. Don't forget, I love you.
Stupid news.
What news?
Stupid news.
Let's go. Found a couple of people who deserve to be on the other end of
you are a meathead.
Fast food insanity taking place. First one at a McDonald's. Why does that surprise me? I am married to somebody who's been on the front line of this thing, who shows up day after day, deals with thousands of people.
Sure.
And the longer this goes on, like we're in what, month five now of this?
Five or six.
People are starting to react in really bad ways.
Irrationally.
Yeah.
Off the deep end. They've got all this anger and frustration bottled up, and it comes out over something really stupid.
Yep.
This happened at a Virginia McDonald's. The woman was upset that her sandwich did not have ketchup on it and confronted the victim at the restaurant counter. Authorities are offering a cash reward for a tip that leads to her arrest, but she punched this counter worker right in the face and then ran out the door. And then it happened at a Burger King.
Huh.
In Pittsburgh, a man threatening an employee, then slapping another while accusing them of making his nuggets too spicy. See what I mean? You know,
if you're that picky, go home and make your own.
Yeah.
Quit being a lazy fart and just throwing a temper tantrum because you didn't get what you wanted.
The lazy fart in this case is named Austin Addison. He's charged with harassment, disorderly conduct, and criminal mischief. But menacing and hitting, that seems like a slightly bigger deal.
Austin, you are an idiot.
You have lost the respect of Jesse Lynn.
Yes. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
I was a McDonald's boy.
Were you?
Four jobs ago.
Really?
Yep.
It's funny that you've only had four jobs in your entire lifetime. Did you go shirtless? Did they have you as the front man with some roller skates and those short shorts?
I had to wear those McDonald's.
In other news involving people we hate.
Okay. Oh. That's not Rich or I, so we're going to shut up.
No, this guy here, and I know how you can do this because I, in the car, I have a Powerball ticket I bought in North Carolina, and I need to check it just to see if I got lucky.
Yeah, of course.
This guy filled out his Powerball ticket or his lottery ticket incorrectly. Like, I pay $20 for 10 drawings.
Mm-hmm.
That way you play the same numbers, but you get 10 consecutive drawings. So every Wednesday and Saturday you have a chance to win. For Janelle's birthday, I gave her a ticket with 30 drawings because that was her birthday. And so for 30 Wednesdays and Saturdays, she had a chance to win the Florida lottery. This guy, though, marked the wrong thing. So what he got was 25 plays on the same number on the same drawing date.
Oh.
Not on 25 different dates. You make that one mistake, and you've got to pay, because I did it once for 10. I had the same 10 numbers. All good for one drawing.
Right.
That
now,
sucks.
That would have been great if I had gotten 3 out of 6 or something. I could have at least more than made that money back. But that, of course, did not happen. But this guy bought 25 $1 tickets mm-hmm. for the pick four and won 25 times.
What?
Yeah. He had
so
four.
So he made a mistake.
He played 4-6, 4-0 25 times. And won 25 $5,000 prizes for a total of $125,000.
Well, that must be nice. Good
nice,
mistake.
Nice mistake.
These pick fours are a game where they guarantee you a prize. I think they make a lot of money on these because everybody thinks. If people understood the math on lotteries and really comprehended how
you'd
reasonable.
You'd never play it.
You'd never play it.
Right.
But part of the fun, and especially when our local thieves politicians are planning on, putting a vote up for raising property taxes. Are you serious?
How about we put a tax on their paychecks that they give themselves raises on every year?
How about this? I want to go play scratch some tickets. You should have seen it in Florida in 88 when they started with the scratch-off games. And everybody, every business, you could buy them at Walgreens, you could buy them...
Gas stations.
Any business that wanted to sell tickets could. And
they're really fun.
Yeah, and it was just a boon to the local economy in addition to the money it raised for education.
Weren't we edging closer to it being introduced a few times here recently? A new bill?
I keep hearing
last session and the session before it had come up, but it had been shot down again. But yet we can steal money from the education board.
Oh, yeah. No, we got teachers writing $600,000,
personal checks.
Yeah, how does that happen? How do they get access to that kind of money? People would be happy to have a little fun with this and raise those needed monies.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get it.
I think that's our morning maroon nominees right there.
Yeah. Every day.
Local.
Any day we're stuck or we're missing somebody who's done something really dumb, we can go for them. 8:28, quick check on traffic.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, times two now for East South Boulevard and Woodley Road. We have our second accident of the morning there. Watch out for emergency vehicles on the scene. We have got a busy boulevard around the city. Light to moderate traffic. Light to moderate on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. We are very busy on 231 in from Wetumpka, 31 from Prattville. Seeing a lot of cars still on that route into Montgomery this morning. Taylor Road busy, as well as Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue. Buckle up, drive carefully. No other accidents to tell you about right now. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter has an incredible selection of SUVs, small, medium, large. Choose your perfect SUV at Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chain.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Yeah, we gave away a Seafood Bistro gift card earlier this hour. Here's Jay with a good word on what you can enjoy there.
That's right. You can enjoy things like butterfly shrimp. Po' Boys is the go-to. If you've never been to Seafood Bistro, if it's your first time there, I have two suggestions for you. Either go for the po' boy with the shrimp and get the dragon sauce on it.
Oh, I love it.
Or get the dragon shrimp. Basically, I want you to try their dragon sauce with their shrimp. Your portions are going to be gigantic, and you're going to taste a little bit of that kick from the dragon sauce that you get with it. Now, they've got a ton of other things on the menu for you as well. You can see all of them by going to theseafoodbistro.com. If you go to the website, theseafoodbistro.com, you'll see the entire menu. Alternatively, if you just open up one of the delivery apps on your phone, you'll be able to find the menu there. DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats, they'll all deliver to you. Their restaurant is open. Well, it's not open right now. It's closed. It opens at 11. But the inside, you can go inside, sit down, and enjoy a meal at the Seafood Bistro, or pull into one of the spaces out front. They'll come out and take your order. That's where you can do the curbside pickup. Plenty of ways to get the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook, or go by and see them at 1651 Perry Hill Road, or call them at 279-7500.
Thank you, Jay.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Is that thunder I heard?
Yeah, it sounded like it, didn't it?
There may be some thunder later on. The rain chance is going to be relatively small today, but count yourself lucky if you happen to be one of those lucky towns that do get a shower later on this afternoon, because they'll be widely scattered. Otherwise, look for a hot day today with a high around 96. We were 95 yesterday. Triple-digit heat indices again. So the three H's, hazy, hot, and humid today. Tomorrow and Saturday, only isolated storms at best. Rain chances running, about 20% tomorrow and Saturday. and a little higher up perhaps on Sunday. But high temperatures over the weekend in the upper 90s. And rain chances do get a little bit better towards Monday and Tuesday of next week, but they'll still be random. Right now this morning, calm winds, clear skies, a little hazy though, with this air mass getting dirtier and dirtier as Leon gets larger. It's 78 degrees now with calm winds at 8:32.
Sorry.
That's right.
I let you down.
It's okay. That's right.
I'm so ashamed.
All right. When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Are you ready to go mad for Mercedes? Then come in and play at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because this September we're giving away a 2020 Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. You can start earning entries now. Then join us Saturday, September 12th, starting at 5 p.m. when you can win free play, cash, or a brand new Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. So go mad for Mercedes. Only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
8:34, local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. With the start of school less than a week away, there are more than 200 open jobs posted on Montgomery Public Schools' website. Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says many of these jobs may have already moved into the interview process, and she does not foresee staffing issues to start the school year. Troy City Schools will move its start date to August 24th. School leaders say they made this decision based on updated information from the Alabama Department of Public Health. Teachers will return to school tomorrow. And new numbers from the Alabama Department of Public Health show that close to 38,000 people have recovered from the coronavirus. The total number of cases is now close to 92,000. More than 1,600 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
8:35.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic times two for the East South Boulevard and Woodley Road. Got our second accident of the morning there. Watch out as emergency vehicles clear that one. Hopefully just a few minutes. It's a minor accident. Elsewhere around the boulevard, we've got a little congestion at all the major intersections. Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue still a little busy into downtown. I-65 at 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but we don't have any issues on the interstate this morning. Well, during these times of social distancing, the Vance Law Firm can handle your case by phone or thevancelawfirm.com. Call 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chase.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Do yourself and the outside of your home a favor and pull up your Facebook page and go to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses.
Why?
Because I want you to see...
I love it.
Well, I had a choice. Go to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses.
That's the
other one. I thought for a change of pace. At the very top, we have bought so many flowers from them, and my favorite are the ones that are featured right on top of the page, the zinnias. They're just amazing.
Beautiful.
They're every bit as colorful. That's a 3D picture, by the way. And they also have video that you can literally walk the greenhouses and see the selection, the hanging baskets, plants for any place, whether you have areas that have, relentless sunshine. They've got plants that will work there, plants that need a little more shade. So whatever you buy, it's a cash check business, by the way, Clay Forer and the staff will tell you all the advice you need on placement, the frequency of watering, and so forth, so you get maximum value. We have, everything is thriving. BLTs with my tomatoes coming. The Better Boys have bought it at Fitzpatrick Greenhouse.
Yes.
They arrive this week. You'll have probably Monday. There'll be more than that.
Good, just in time for me to get back from my weekend.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you won't have steak tomorrow.
I won't. I've got to go to Nashville tonight for a show and play in Muscle Shoals tomorrow night. And then
this is what we have to deal with.
Saturday, be back here for a show.
With a budding superstar. But take advantage of their incredibly low prices. It's a nice drive out there, about 15 minutes from Chantilly Parkway and Vaughan Road, east on 110, just past mile marker 22 on your left. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Tour them on Facebook first.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella. Call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal, and the top four synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, man, I live such a life of normal. What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally? What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us, nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time now for Wing Fingers' winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Freddy.
Freddy is the winning word today, and here's how it works. Sometime this afternoon between 3 and 6, on a whim, I say, let's redeem the word now. You call up with Freddie at 27292 to wait human lunch for two at Bob Baumhauer's newest concept in dining. And that's Wing Fingers downtown, RSA building. In fact, our guest who is joining us in a second here, I need to ask if he has tried them yet.
Mm-hmm.
You can dip them, have them in sandwiches, have them chopped into salads, have them with crinkle fries, gooey fries. They have craft beers, lemonade, soda, whatever you want with it.
And jumbo cookies.
Jumbo cookies and air-conditioned parking that's absolutely free.
Oh, wow.
So remember, Wing Fingers, the word is
Freddy.
And we'll redeem that this afternoon.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
A local superstar, Alan Sanders, in the house.
Yeah.
Doesn't he look like he, you know...
Oh, he's got the whole look. The hair going.
The Don
in.
Henley, right?
Yeah.
There you go. I tell everybody Don Henley looks like me.
There you go. Yeah.
Good for you.
Mr. MPAC himself, right here.
So... what's happening? I heard rumors of movies.
Yes. We were discussing off the air here. The music business in whole has just been decimated.
Yeah.
And since March. And the entire industry is just shut down. So what I've had to do, Greg, is to take the approach of reinventing the impact. Right. Because a concert industry is just not going to happen anytime soon. I'm really looking forward to hopefully come back in Q3, Q4 of 21. and it could possibly be into 22.
Ew. Mm-hmm.
Man, so, that, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, no, nor do I. Oh, and I'm sure Jesse doesn't either.
No.
But unfortunately, that's the hand that we have just been dealt. So we've done is to reinvent what we can do down at the Impact. And one of the things that we're going to try is movies. And so all the movie theaters are down.
Yeah.
And so we've done all of the research. We can put 516 people in the theater.
Gotcha.
Doing the safe distances with everybody. We do the COVID cleaning. We do everything that we are physically responsible to do. I want anybody that comes down there to feel safe. We do temp checks when you come in. You go through the security check. That way you know the guy next to you is safe. You're safe. The whole nine yards. And so we just trying to, again, to get people to want to get out and do something again. I mean, we've been cooped up since March.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm looking at some of the movies that you've got lined up.
Yeah.
And they are simply, they're the classics.
That's what blew me away.
They are the classic. And here's the other thing, Rich, that I want to make it affordable for anybody to come down there.
Okay.
So for $10,
right,
you get a movie, a box of popcorn, and a soda.
You can't beat that.
No.
Oh, my God.
For $10
at the Impact, man. That's unbelievable.
For $10 at the Impact, right?
You know what that would have cost at the regular theater?
About 40.
Yeah, a paycheck or two.
Right.
And so we have some packages for a family of four and things like that. But we've given you guys some tickets for you to give away for your listeners, okay?
Let's talk about some of these movies.
All right, this Sunday at 3:00. Now, there's people, I'm going to say our age, that don't want to stay out really late at night.
Right.
So we're going to do a Sunday matinees at 3:00. So this Sunday at 3:00, we're showing the classic Casablanca.
Oh,
right here on the front.
Play it again, sir.
And then for the family and for the kids, now I understand the kids are going to have to do some homeschooling for about 9 weeks is what it seems like.
Right.
So on Wednesdays, after mom has been teaching the kids, it's Monday and Tuesday. She's already stir crazy. On Wednesdays, we're showing a 10:00 and a 1:00 matinee. And this next Wednesday, we're showing the movie Frozen 2.
I'm so excited. I'm going to be at the 10:00 one. I'm just saying. I like Frozen, okay?
And then the following weekend, and it's all on our website, mpaonline.org. In reference to Shark Week,
Jaws.
We're going to be showing Jaws 1 and 2.
Wow, that's a big screen experience. And having only seen Casablanca on a home TV, the idea of seeing it
on the big screen, seen it on the big screen.
Yeah.
So that's going
to
be
amazing. And to me, that is probably the greatest movie ever made.
I think so.
In the sum of its parts.
I really think so.
I love one of the greatest lines in that boat. In that movie. It's when he looks at him and says, "We're going to need a bigger boat."
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That was an ad-lib line. Do you know that was not written?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was...
I want to look at the screen in here.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
So what do you do about that?
Play it.
There you go.
Hey, what did he say? The Germans wore blue. What did he say? You know what I mean?
You wore blue, the Germans wore brown.
Something like that.
And he's spilling all of this while her husband is sitting there. And it's got everything. It's got action. It's got romance. It is.
Rick is so cool.
The coolest.
He is so cool.
The coolest. And, you know, I've always wondered. I think somebody tried it in Chicago years ago. Somebody needs to open a Cafe American. Somewhere in that same design, you know, that Moroccan motif with a piano bar in the middle, a nice long bar.
I went to a place in Jamaica called Rick's, it was that kind of theme.
Oh, no kidding.
So, Alan, should people get online and buy the tickets in advance so that you know how many you got an idea of how many people?
Yeah, what we're doing is they're not on sale with Ticketmaster. You just go to our box office,
okay,
to the Impact box office, mm-hmm, or you can just call 481-5100,
okay,
and buy tickets. Some people like to buy them in advance, and, mm-hmm, and the others, you know, you can just have a walk up.
Okay.
Yeah. The doors will open an hour before showtime.
All right.
And even, you know, the ones that like a little horror in there, we're showing Godzilla.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, yeah. We got Godzilla, the sequel, King of the Monsters. One of my favorite movies of all time, Tombstone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a great movie.
And then Sonic the Hedgehog for the kids. And then we're showing Batman.
Oh, that's great.
You ever dance with the devil by the pale moonlight? You remember that one, right?
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
Seth had gotten wind of this yesterday and was telling us all about it. So I was really looking forward to hearing the lineup. We have a note from young Richie Thomas of Montgomery who wants to know if shirts are required. We had a lot of fun with him yesterday.
No shoes, no he's shirt, become, no service.
He's become the newest.
Only after 11 p.m.
There you go.
Okay.
Because you have to stop drinking alcohol at 11:30.
Yeah, that's true.
I know that's a different subject, but I just didn't understand that law.
This is so exciting.
Yeah, right. Why 11?
The COVID, man, it's a smart virus. It comes out at the right time.
But it's 6 a.m. at 6:01. It's okay.
Well, I told everybody, you know, if that be the case, the happy hour then will become from 12 noon to 11:30 p.m.
Right.
So,
we wish you luck and success. And if you're in the area in the afternoon, you want to come by and talk to the afternoon audience, you're welcome.
Sure. I appreciate that as always. Rick Peters, all you guys here at Blue Water, has been a great supporter of the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. And you know, we want to do everything we can to keep it local.
Yep.
We want everybody to feel safe, take care of each other. And if you feel like getting out and doing something, come down to the Impact to a movie. We'll make sure you have a good time.
Oh, it's a world-class
venue. Sounds like a great idea. A great idea. Well, thanks for coming out, Alan.
Yeah, I appreciate the invite.
Good to see you. Let me know, or just stop in. It's like a house party here in the afternoon.
Okay.
If you're in the neighborhood, drop in, man. You're welcome.
Thank
anytime.
You, sir.
My pleasure. 8:49, it's time to love it. You're driving the people that can make that happen. That's our friends at Jack Ingram Motors. You know, the family of dealerships, they've got things going on at all, but here's one thing that they are doing at all six, and that's a concierge level of service, so that if your preference is to pick out a car at jackingram.com at any of their great stores, they'll bring the dealership to you if that's what it takes. Maybe you can't leave the house. Just pick a car out off the website. They can do all the paperwork via email. They can appraise your trade on site. They'll do whatever they can. On the other hand, if you want to stop by, they can have a car ready for you if you call ahead. Everything is completely sanitized and re-sanitized, so you have no issues about that. In fact, if they sold groceries at Jack Ingram's car dealers, I would feel totally confident buying them there, because they keep such a beautiful and clean, pristine environment. And the Volkswagen store has some unbelievable offers right now. And they've got 83 new Volkswagens in at Jack Ingram Volkswagen. Go to jackingramvolkswagen.com. And I'm looking at price reductions here, savings of averaging about $1,500 to $1,900. A 2019 Jetta, one of the best and safest cars on the road, $3,000 off the MSRP on that. All kinds of financing specials, and a team of people dedicated to making your purchasing experience as easy and convenient as possible. Like I said, concierge. Start at jackingramvolkswagen.com.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us. when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Napa Know How.
At Napa Auto Parts Store and Napa Auto Care Centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa Automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa Automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. While supplies last, offer ends 8/31/20.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Do you love historical disaster tours like this year's Titanic Cruise? Then you're going to love the new Hindenburg Disaster Tour.
Guten Morgen und welcome aboard der Hindenburg.
You'll fly from Frankfurt, Germany to Lakehurst, New Jersey in a replica of the famous dirigible taking you back to 1937.
Wait, does that mean we're going down in a giant fireball?
Don't worry. Unlike the real Hindenburg, our airship is filled with helium, so your trip will be a lot safer and a whole lot more fun.
Honey, check this out.
I hope we don't blow up.
Your Hindenburg Disaster Tour today. We guarantee you'll say...
Oh, the humanity!
Oh, what a great trip!
Well, the folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. Oh, it's...
Yo!
That's kind of how I feel with Jesse not being here.
I'm sorry.
How are we going to go on?
You reached out to Prattville Farm Center?
I did, yes, and we've got Blake on the line.
Hey, Blake.
Hey, how's it going?
Going good.
All right.
What you got going on with us and for us today? Tell us a little bit about what's going on at Prattville Farm Center.
Oh, well, we're preparing for a hunter's night out.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be next week on August the 13th from 5:30 to 8:30 down at the Talkable Ag Arena. It's going to be a big night. Going to have one night special pricing only for all the hunters. Going to have a lot of local vendors there with a lot of products to show off.
It's, you know, it's funny. Randy first mentioned that to us a couple of months ago, and you think August, oh, I've got plenty of time, and now it's...
It's now. Time is slipping away.
I'm excited
because when I get off work downtown, I actually get to go MC and provide some entertainment for them at this awesome event. Very so it's nice. Going to be a fun evening.
Well, how's that for a bonus, friends? How is that for a bonus? Any other details you want to give out? What time is it open?
5:30. To 8:30. 5:30 to 8:30. Free admission.
Free admission. And there's food, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Yeah. We'll have some hamburgers, hot dogs.
Oh, excellent.
Nice. We're going to have it set up, you know, safe as we can, you know, due to everything going on. Everything's going to be as safe as we can. Everybody's going to be spread out, plenty of room. We're having it at the Ag Center Arena this year, so plenty of room for everybody to spread out and enjoy the night.
Awesome. Well, if you could, can you go ahead and give us your business info for Prattville Farm Center, where we can find you, your hours, and all of that great stuff?
Yeah, Prattville Farm Center, we're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, right here off Highway 31, across from Pig Enterprises. We are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Fantastic.
How did Tammy do with her event to Back the Blue in Otago County?
It went very well. They were having several poll meetings today, you know, meeting up at the poll with police officers and stuff. Had a deal this morning, and I think she's got several more throughout the day.
That's
that
great.
Way they can catch different shifts and stuff.
We were happy to get behind that as well because we appreciate our police here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks for all the good you do, man. And let's see, August 13th, we will talk again before Hunter's Night Out, but... give everybody our regards and have a great day at Prattville Farm Center.
Sure will. Thank you.
Thanks, Blake.
easy to find.
Great service, easy to work with people.
Oh, man.
And so laid back.
That, you know, that's why I've always called it, it's like...
Drucker's store,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody comes in, you feel like you've been there before, even if you haven't.
Right.
It is so laid back. And you can also... I got one of my... Is it okay to say you have a favorite ashtray?
Yeah, I guess.
Because, you know, I, like you...
Might make the other ashtrays jealous.
They might get a little ashy.
You're personifying the impossible. I was involved with Janelle with horses for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we were always at Spun Gull was the name of the place where she learned to ride. And in Sunrise, Florida, there's a, I can't remember the name of the place, but there were Saturday competitions. And we were out there at time, you know, in the fall when the weather's, the mornings out there are nice. And so that was always a reminder of that part of our life together.
It's always so sweet. Horses are great.
They're amazing.
Family sport, but also it teaches you a lot of responsibility, especially as a kid.
Yes, that's why the girls that participated in that, all of the girls that were part of her peer group, I even did a summer camp there, they all went on to be very, very successful. None of them got into trouble because, you know, taking care of a horse is a lot of responsibility. But the best part was we leased... Slick was her horse. We leased him.
So y'all didn't have to haul too much.
But on her 12th birthday, when she came home from school that day, Slick was in the backyard with a big red bow.
Aww. So this was my birthday last June.
Oh, my goodness.
That's my big behemoth that I haul when I'm on the road.
She can do so many things. She can drive monster vehicles.
Attached to a 40-foot rig.
She can do morning running and sing like a goddess, cook, and we're going to miss you tomorrow.
I know. I'm going to miss you. I'll try to call in the morning. I don't know yet what time that'll be because I'm not sure how late.
Safe travels.
Well, we'll do. We're heading up. I'm going to go pick up Mom here in a few minutes and... We're going to hit the road.
Oh, right. Tell Mom I said hi.
I will. She's probably listening in, so she's probably going to say hi, Greg, back. Text message.
Thanks for all the vegetables lately, too.
Oh,
as
she's...
Well.
Yes.
She's, well, we've had to... Our gardens have just done great this year, so, I mean, we've been, like, begging people, take it.
Well, like Rich said, travel safe, and we'll see you on Monday, but we will be back tomorrow. Same time, same station. It is 9 o'clock.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada News Talk.